Battleborn, Book 3 of the Battleborn Trilogy. Written and narrated by Paul Sadin. Copyright 2021, Paul Sadin. Chapter 1, Garen. Garen Andel stretched, bending until his lower back burned. He squinted against the blinding sun.
"You're not supposed to look at it, stupid."
Chally Danos, the most powerful chaos bender in all Makah, snorted from her seated position along the banks of the Bitter Rivers. Garen was not in the mood to laugh. They were losing time. His back hurt. The day was so hot, he swore the sun was descending on the desert, and he had spent the entire morning burying the dead. Laughing was difficult when you started your day staring into unblinking eyes. Eyes of those you had grown up with. Eyes of those you had trained. Eyes of those who had never experienced becoming freed. Each one of them dead because of his brother's betrayal. Garen ground his teeth, looking south as the desert stretched away toward the Greenlands. Nevelyn Andel was out there, somewhere, and Garen would find him. When he did, he could not be sure he would follow the Paramount's orders to bring his older brother home. The bloodlust to break Nevelyn grew with each Almerian he buried in the sand.
"Apologies, Garen," Chally said, getting to her feet and brushing her hands on her red traveling robe slit open to the hip. "I was trying to lighten the mood, but I fear my timing was poor."
Garen nodded, his eyes still holding the southern horizon, where the light blue sky darkened to a rich royal before meeting the rising dust of desert sands.
"I think I've buried the last ones. Do you?"
Drolf Baral said, appearing around the mound of blackened wood that had once belonged to the dam that choked off the waters of the Bitter River. He halted, glancing between Garen and Chally.
"Is everything okay here?"
"Everything is fine," Garen said. "I'm almost done, and then we can take our leave."
"Let me help," Chally offered.
"Me too,"
Drolf said. The pair dug graves for the last few corpses rotting under the desert sun, large chunks of their bodies missing, signs that the carrion birds had feasted. A feast born by treachery. Time and constant exposure to the scorching sun had toughened the remaining parts, the only evidence of the spirits these Almerians once were. Garen had insisted on finishing the burials. His brother was responsible for this. According to Freya Alton, the only survival of the battle at the dam, Nevelyn turned his back on his fellow Almerians after the fight with the Hasteli. She didn't know how, but she knew he and Rirkin Pyard had survived. Most horrifying and enraging was the last comment she made to him before he left Al-Makah to find his brother. Freya said she saw Nevelyn and Rirkan kill the Paramount's most trusted friend, Karadedi Tyasu. Garen did not know Nevelyn's justification for betraying his people, and he did not care. He was going to right wrongs and preserve the Andel name. This was Garen's to finish, starting with honoring the dead by following Almerian burial traditions so they could reach the land of Plenty Waters to join their ancestors. His large friend argued that leaving the Hasteli dead would attract carrion birds if left to rot under the sun. Those birds would find them unless they dug graves for the foreigners, which Garen could not have done on his own in a single day. Though it was important to honor the dead, it was more important to get to the city of Hastel and find his brother. So he caved and carried the added weight of the resulting shame. But what was more shame when you carried an entire family's burden? Two of the bound boy archers they buried were so young they probably hadn't sprouted their first pubic hairs yet. Karadedi, the Paramount's own sword sister, missing, likely carried off by a carnivorous beast, depriving the warrior of her journey to the eternal realm Almerians lusted to see upon death. So much shame. Once each was returned to the desert, Drolf fell into silent prayer over the graves.
"Let's go,"
Garen mumbled when his paladin friend finished. The party left the river region, marred by the scars of the dead. They moved south along the same route they had taken less than two moon cycles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?